This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. The Akron Police Department has confiscated 469 guns so far this year, an increase of 20%. A listener asked our O'Reilly team what happens to all those firearms.
Hi, my name is Terry Johnson, and I'm from Akron. So what happens to firearms that local law enforcement confiscate?
Johnson was interested in the topic after hearing that some departments can auction off seized firearms. In Akron, most of the guns they seize are pistols confiscated during an arrest. Sometimes people turn in weapons during countywide gun collection events, but Patrol Operations Captain David Laughlin says,
a lot of the guns that are turned in are old guns, guns that don't function. We don't really see a lot of weapons that would be used to commit crimes taken off the street.
No matter how they get them, once a firearm is in police hands, they use the serial number and ballistics to establish ownership and also check if the gun may have been used in other crimes. Eventually, after a gun has been used as evidence and the legal process is finished, a judge may order it destroyed.
Ultimately, when it comes down to the gun actually being destroyed, we have a barrel that the guns are in. It's a completely sealed barrel. We have a contract with a private company, and they are incinerated, just melted down.
Captain Laughlin says the department has already destroyed 313 guns so far this year. He adds that they are never allowed to resell or auction a seized firearm, even if it has historical value. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU. You can visit WKSU.org to ask your question for O'Reilly, our initiative to make you part of the reporting process.